This is a fact. We are all being controlled by an elite, wealthy, and privileged few. When Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire, was found guilty of sex trafficking, he was set to squeal on all the elites in Hollywood and in Washington who used his child sex services. But Epstein was found dead in his cell from, quote, suicide. Why do the elites want children from sex traffickers? Adrenochrome. It is harvested from children for a euphoric and life-enhancing benefit. This satanic cabal of Hollywood and political elites all need the adrenochrome to maintain their positions of power. And they will continue to do so until we stand up against them. Now, do you have any questions, Craig?
So does Oprah drink the same blood as Obama, or is it usually a different kid?
So let's go ahead, and we've been talking for a while, so we might as well get this. And, you know, you can go ahead and explain the whole thing. If I think it's too graphic, I'll do some editing with it. But for this, our purposes right now, I was wondering if you could tell about the ceremony that is captured on the Frazzle Drip video so that people can understand. I think this is really important that people hear this or as much of it as they can, because this stuff is coming out, and hopefully it'll take the edge of the shock off of it if they can hear you describe what to expect. And also, I was wondering about this particular ceremony that you're going to describe, and what are they trying to achieve by this? Is it just the adrenochrome, or is there some kind of dark spiritual purpose to this particular ritual? So I'll just let you take it away.
So, yeah, I'll go into this, and I think that what you said there is very important, that, you know, when I saw this, I didn't have any lead-in like you just eloquently did, so that if you could hear it first before you see it, seeing it without any warning like I did. I do a lot of research, so that includes all of their comms, tarot. I did a decode on Rick's show on tarot. People think I follow and use tarot. I don't use it. That's their comms. I'm a martial artist. I use the telegraphing and the information my enemy sends me to figure out what they're going to do and what they're doing and what they're saying. And so it's important to get this ahead of time so that you don't have to, as I did, go on the dark web and see it right up front in your face and just, you know, and I've been called a wimp or a pussy or whatever, because I have some kind of soul where I can actually feel pain when I see somebody doing something to a child that is horrific beyond anything I thought that anybody, any human would ever do.
Yeah. I don't know who said that to you, but thank God you have a heart.
Yeah, I have a heart such that after watching this, I couldn't stop crying for about 3 hours. It was so horrific. And I couldn't sleep for almost a week. It's like Q said, those who know can't sleep. I still don't sleep well sometimes due to this. And so I'll go into this, but I want people to know, if you have children in the room, you might think about seriously taking them out for this part. Use your own discretion. If you don't think you can listen to this, don't. I will go into this in graphic detail. It's very disturbing what I saw. There's two different Frazzle Drip videos that I saw, both simultaneously, back to back. And this is what was on Wiener Weinstein's. I think of him as a wiener. he is one. I mean, that's all he is. He's just a male member that has no compassion or heart or morality at all. He's just a wiener. And so it was on his laptop, and the policemen that saw it were throwing up and retching and crying, and a lot of them just couldn't live with it. They actually saw way more than I saw, and mine was bad enough. A lot of them, I don't know if they actually committed suicide or they were suicided, but a lot of the police that saw this aren't alive anymore, a good majority of them.
Yeah.
That being said, so we'll go into it. What the purpose of this is twofold: to bring up a demonic through the blood of the child. It's a witchcraft. The child's in the pentagram circle symbol thing. They're doing the incantation, and then they start torturing this young person that is, in one case, chained to a tree, and in the other case, to a bed. And the one with the bed had a doctor in attendance. The one with the tree, which was a 10-year-old girl chained to a tree, was out in a forest area. It looked like an area I'm somewhat familiar. It looked like an area I know on the East Coast somewhere, in the big forest like you see in the Blair Witch Project, with those endless forests that go, if you don't have a compass and know how to orienteer, you get lost as heck. And so it's some big forested area. It's not trees like on the West Coast. It's more eastern, where you see more deciduous trees and less pine. And so she's chained to a small tree, this 10-year-old girl, and Uma Abedin and Hillary Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton, take this girl, and they start doing the fire and the symbol, and then they start cutting her up. And in the process of this, they cut her fate on both of them. The one with the bed, the doctor does it, but they do it really crudely. The doctor does it surgically, but they cut her face off, and then Hillary wears it dancing around the girl, laughing and giggling, and they're all laughing, and they take the blood and cover themselves. They're naked, and they cover themselves in the blood. Excuse me, it's getting me a little woozy. And they laugh and dance around her, and she's screaming, "Why are you doing this to me?" And finally, she's just begging for them, "Please just kill me." And then once they have the child sufficiently terrorized, which they did, in this case, this child had a lot of fortitude. So they, to get her, that wasn't enough to get her really terrified. They, like they do in seppuku in Japanese martial arts, harakiri is the term they used in World War II. They cut her with a Z across her stomach and pulled out her intestines and wore it around their necks. And then, excuse me, I got to take a drink of water.
I mean, it's just,
it's nauseating now, sorry.
Yeah.
They then, once she was sufficiently terrified and still alive, they reach up with, looks like some kind of forceps, kind of bent, very slender at the end, into the nose, and up into jamming it up into the brain. They knew how to do this, so they didn't kill the girl. They pulled her pineal out through her nose. And they ate half of it. I think Hillary offered it. Hillary did it and offered it to Uma, and she took bit half of it, and then the walnut, as they call it. And Hillary ate the other part, and then they, the blood's coming out the nose, so they're kind of sucking on her nose.
Oh, God.
And drinking blood. Then they take and cut the artery on the neck. I think it was the carotid artery, or not carotid, the jugular vein, rather. Excuse me, wrong area of the body there. I'm getting woozy. I can't think right. They cut the jugular vein. The girl bleeds out, and they capture the blood and, you know, drink a lot of that adrenochrome-laced blood and get really super high. And that's when you can see the demonic come up, this horrendously dark thing, come up and do the bidding they do that they learned from the Book of Solomon to do their bidding. And the girl dies as they capture all her blood and stuff. So that was the one, very similar to what they did in the room with the doctor and the bed. It's pretty much the same thing, but not as horrific as the one with the girl on the tree. And I believe the one on the bed, that girl was 8. This girl was 10. So that's pretty much the basics of it. The actual name is not Clinton. They always change the name when they get in the public eye. It's By, B-Y-E, in the families, in the 13 families. It's the By family.
So I thought Hillary might be a Rockefeller, or no?
No, the Rockefeller and Carnegies are cousin underneath the Rothschild, which is all lower chamber. The upper chamber, which is the base organ, a title means the one who holds the money. The Rothschilds are worth only were only worth about 400 trillion, where the Peyshores are 600 quad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's the money they've stolen from humanity for thousands of years.
Knowing that they own that mansion and that they came over here, and I guess this is this normal? Is this typical of their rituals, what you just described?
Yeah, same thing they do every year at Bohemian Grove, where they go in there and they have a child on an altar, like you see in the Mayan and the more of the Aztec, and they'll have another child forced to kill that child and then do pretty much what I just described similarly. And then they'll have a blood orgy, everybody there. It's mostly one sex on one sex, in other words, homosexual.
Yeah.
They prefer homosexual over sexual. Nixon never went back because of that, because he got tired of the what he called buggery. He couldn't stand it. It was too much even for him.
Yeah, he made a comment about that. He's caught making a comment on tape. Something like that was the gayest thing or the faggiest thing I'd ever seen or something like that.
Yeah, says the faggiest thing. He couldn't stand all the buggery and he didn't ever want to go back. But they have a blood orgy where it's mostly homosexual stuff going on. But it's really nothing about LGBT. It's about the transgender and all that's not about that. It's about altering somebody so you create a schism in their, if they have a soul, or a schism in their beingness so that a demonic can come in and take them.
Yeah, woof, man. So the purpose of that ritual that you described is for what?
It's to bring up a demonic and to get the blood as powerfully charged with adrenochrome and the terror and the energy and the, hopefully they're trying to bring some of the soul energy into the blood and the pineal as well. So that you get the greatest high possible. That's why the synthetic stuff's nowhere near that charged.
Yeah.
And then that ritual and the satanic that comes up, the demonic that comes up and goes into that blood as well. It rides that blood up from the underverse. You're opening a portal when you do that. And that satanic then imbues that with that power in that blood as well. It's the power.
What they've been doing to kids and other human beings is despicable. This is why we fight. And if anybody out there is on the other side, I feel sorry for you.
Sarge, can you, I know, I don't know if Jean has heard this before, and I know there's some people who haven't heard it, but one of the reasons for Sarge and I to even communicate with each other is because I saw a video that Sarge made about
Hillary.
Yeah, about the frazzle drip. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, if you want to, you could go ahead and tell people, because I think it's an important thing for people to remember.
Yeah, and I think that's the first thing I did on your show, right, Linda?
Jean has actually seen it.
What? So you like my buddy, he never recovered hardly from that. So I don't know how you could watch. I heard they were doing things to this child that was despicable. I mean.
Yeah, actually the videos I saw were two of them, two different, an 8-year-old girl and a 10-year-old girl. One was in a forest setting chained to a tree. The other one.
Yeah, that's the one he saw.
To a bed in a hotel room or a building or somewhere. And, you know, the first one I saw was the one in the forest setting. And that one was so graphic and so disturbing that it was late at night. I'm a night person. I couldn't go to bed for 3 days. I couldn't sleep for 3 days. And I mean, my wife woke up in the morning and I was still crying. It was so bad because, I mean, and, you know, I've had people that I'm a wimp and a wuss and, you know, I'm crying. If you don't cry over a child that's being done to, you don't have a heart or a soul. So if I'm a wimp, so be it, because I can't sleep and it disturbed me so bad to watch this that, and you're just going, okay, So you must be Cabal. If you have, you can. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I see.
You must not have a soul anymore to not feel any kind of thing when you watch that. You can't unsee it, and you can't. I can never get it out of my, you know, out of any part of me. Of having seen those two videos was so. I mean, wow.
They said that the cops that that viewed it in New York City was like they were throwing up. They would see, they never, you know, and a lot of those people that saw it, they're not with us anymore, you know.
Yeah. So.
And I even had to take a break and go get something to drink and do some deep breathing because I was getting sick to my stomach describing what I saw. That's what they call a bonding chemical map, a bonding structure chemical map. And that's what the bonding structure of adrenochrome looks like. That's another interesting thing is put adrenochrome in Google right now.
Yeah, I know. All those pictures.
Of all the people that use it.
Oh, my God. That would be a horrible Jim Carrey and the...
Oof. And Celine Dion. Wow, they look worse than people coming out of concentration camps. They look like a skeleton with leather strung over
it. Younger. What happened? It's supposed to look good.
Not anymore. They look like a nightmare. Really bad one. Oh, my God.
Hair's all... bad is what Johnny Depp, holy moly, what happened to him? Holy moly.
His hair's coming out in clumps like he got radiation victim. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Disgusting. So what they do, and you can go watch Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. They talk about it in that movie. They talk about it in many, many books. Phil Snyder talked about it. It's been talked about for almost 100 years. They've been doing this for thousands of years. They take a young person, like, go put in Frazzle Grip on Google. And they take somebody and chain them up or tie them to a tree or a bed like Uma and Hillary did. And they terrify the child. In this case, they took her face off and wore it. Terrify the child. And for those who have kids, you might want to take them out of the room or not have them listen to this part. It's too graphic. But in this situation, they took her face and wore it around, and she's screaming and crying. This is the one that the police threw up and made me cry for a few hours, because to see this done to a child is pretty disturbing and upsetting to me. Mm-hmm. Then when the child's terrified enough and the adrenaline is in the pineal gland and it becomes oxidized, while the child's alive, they reach up through the nose into the brain while the person's alive, pull out the pineal gland and extract the adrenochrome from it. And they drain from the neck some of the blood that's pumping directly from the brain, which is also full of adrenochrome, and they drink that. And they usually wipe it all over and pour it all over them and stuff and dance it and go freaking crazy because it's a serious high. It does make you paranoid and psychotic, and it's like a really bad, super high LSD trip is from what I've been told looking in the research and stuff, looking at it, that they did. There's two different researches that I found that they researched it in the 60s and in the 70s about how it works in the compound and the structure, like you see looking like a white rabbit there. Pineal gland's the primary one, and they call that the walnut because it looks like a walnut.
Right, and that they eat that too, right?
Right, and then the walnut sauce is the other one. And
walnuts
then
black children, I heard.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be more creamy, because black people, their bodies make it, it has more calcium in it, which makes it creamy.
Oh my God.
So that's like Haiti. They prefer the darker kids because it's nice and creamy, I guess.
Oh, this is
so using it is just a crime against humanity automatically, obviously.
It's disgusting. Wow.
Certainly is. So, you know, that's that. war room. They're taking the kids from Haiti, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Belize, Cayman Islands, Trinidad, Tobago, Seychelles. You can go put that in the Google too. Put in the carbon war room. Bill Clinton and Richard Branson and Jeffrey Epstein. And you can see all of the kids and all of the trafficking and all of the stuff and the adrenochrome and all that will come up.
Adrenochrome is real. It is the ultimate drug. This is what you look like when you take it. And this is when you no longer have access to it, thanks to President Trump. There was not as much time between these photos as you may think. Some names have been named. Others will follow soon. The people will be shocked to the core when this comes out. Let me give you one piece of advice. When the video of Hillary Clinton and her right hand, Huma Abedin, raping, torturing, mutilating, and killing a little girl comes out in the open, do not watch it. You will not sleep again.
And they control them through this fountain of youth. Now, the fountain of youth is your pineal gland. And in combination with your pineal gland are your adrenals. And your adrenals, when they are really set to, when they are really, really, really challenged, your adrenals can produce these incredible substances. It's more than just adrenaline.
So when you're in a state of fear or terror.
When you're in a state of terror. When you're in a state of the next second, you could die. So we're talking about, folks, this is torture beyond what you can imagine.
And the TV show Monsters, Inc. shows you in a child's version of what this is all about.
Just evil beyond description. If you're up for it, you're going to rewatch Monsters, Inc., and you'll probably throw up partway through the movie when you see how it ties in and what they're talking that they do to the children. So it's the pineal gland, which is, you know, coming back home, is the honey of the milk and the honey, this very, very powerful substance that is life. And it is in a euphoric life. It gives you a natural high, a very, very natural high. But it's through these adrenals, it's the adrenal glands. It's more than just the adrenaline. There's other sacred secretions that come out when we human beings are close to death.
A heightened sense of awareness.
It gives you super intelligence.
You need to run.
Yeah, it's like you're wearing the helmet of knowledge. It's like you know all things in the moment. So you just need to understand this substance through the pineal gland and then the sacred secretions through the adrenals are not just making you feel high. They're so powerful that they are producing massive amounts of collagen in short amount of time so that all of your wrinkles are filling in and that your skin looks like it's brand new and that your eyes become bright and fully open and that your head begins to suddenly work and you suddenly are connected to all of this higher truth and this higher knowledge and this higher thoughts and whatnot. So this is literally these people coming to sort of superdom. And there are movies that have been made about, you know, these, that one with Robert De Niro and Bradley Cooper. I forget what the title of the movie was, Mark, but there was an experimental substance
and a pill or something.
Yeah. And he had to take this substance, but it made him superhuman, super intelligent, super. They're just playing with you. They're just talking about the adrenochrome. And so adreno for adrenal and chrome for chromium and chromium the tie to the higher spiritual mind, the mind of God. Now, the next part of this gets really horrific, but you need to hear this. So to be able to get these incredible substances that the produces when we are on the verge of dying. These are things designed to keep us alive. So it's massive amounts of adrenaline, yes, but there are massive other secretions that are being produced that are designed to keep us alive and designed to give us an awareness so that we have the, even in the face of all of this extraordinary pain, that we have the ability to still think, function, and escape. Because that's part of what the brilliance of the human body and mind, the two temples, were so brilliantly created by the Creator, is that that's what's happening. They're giving you these cognitive abilities to reason, even though you're in horrific torture. So what do they do? A big clue to this was, and the images that were released through the Podestas and the Clinton emails and all of these different images, and some of the art came from one of this artist, and one of the images that this artist drew was a painting done from a real life image that was taken of Gloria Vanderbilt's home. On the inside of her home, she had an indoor pool, a very large pool. And very odd in this picture that John Podesta featured in his living room, was that there were ropes hanging over the edges, all around the pool, hanging over the edges into the pool. And these ropes were connected to nooses. And here is the horror of these stories. At these ritualistic parties, to be able to extract these sacred substances, to make the adrenochrome, what they do is they hang these children over the edge of the pool with water. They're not touching the water at this particular point, but they're hanging. So they're in distress. These are kids. They're in distress because they're being hung. And during this process, they have special people. Some of the actors, like Tom Hanks, like to get in on it themselves. Others simply rely to specialists who come in and they know what to do. And essentially, folks, what they're doing is a very ancient art of torture. And that this torture is to evoke as much pain as possible. That's the whole idea, is to create enormous, enormous strain and stress within the body and the mind of the individual.
And they use children because they're the most pure. They have the most pure body and the most pure secretions come out, and so that's why they're using children, and they're easy to frighten.
It's about the wickedest thing a human being can do. You know, evil doesn't stoop any lower than that. It really is the worst possible thing imaginable that you could ever do, harming children.
Right, Mark? I mean, that's how you own these people. That's how you know Hillary Clinton will never talk, will never say anything. Because this is what these people are being held to, are these actions. You're right. It's the worst thing that anyone can do. And it's beyond our comprehension. It doesn't. So they torture them. And then, let's just move along, because this is really affecting me again. So,
don't need to get too graphic.
Long story short, well, I have to say this part. What they do, the child is still alive, and what they do is they have to skin them from the neck up. I'm so sorry to tell you this, folks, and it affects me a great deal. So while these beautiful kids are still alive, hanging on the edge of inside of a pool, they're tortured, and then they're skinned from the neck up, and you see Lady Gaga come to a party, a Hollywood party or an award show, I believe it was, and she's dressed. People didn't understand the costume, but that's what a child looks like when their skin has been peeled back on their head. And she went to a party dressed as that. So if somebody doesn't cut her head off, I'll gladly do it. These people aren't getting prison sentences, folks. Nope. They're going to Guantanamo Bay, and they're not coming back. They skin these children alive. And then when they skin them, because they have to have access to the glands, then they're taking out carefully the pineal gland. They're taking out the adrenals, probably the pituitary gland as well, and anything else they think is of value. And then what they do is they cut the cords on these nooses for the children. The children then fall down into the pool. And guess what? Pool is electrified. And these children are then fried. They're fried fish. So then when you get Madonna, who's in her home going ape shit crazy because her batch of adrenochrome from Wuhan, China was tampered with and she can't use it, and where is she going to get her adrenochrome from? How is she going to get it when she's under house arrest in her home? Then she gets the camera going and she starts singing, "I want some fried fish, I want some fried fish." My dear friends, that's what she was singing about. How is this possible? How is a human being, how is it possible that another human being can think this way, let alone partake in these things?
It really does beg a belief that one human is even capable of doing that to another. And you've had celebrities during this whole lockdown period sending coded messages and warning each other cryptically, right? Such as Ellen DeGeneres sending messages to Tom Hanks and all this.
All of them. It seems that Hanks, it seems that he and Rita Wilson were like a center point, rack and pinion for this movement in Hollywood. And by the way, if you saw that, they're all sending messages to Rita Wilson saying that if he talks, you're dead, your kids are dead. And that's why, and look, Ben Stiller had a chainsaw.
I'm not sure they care about their kids, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how they could. Ben Stiller had a chainsaw and said, "I know how to use this." What was the other
David
one?
Spade.
David Spade has a shotgun, and they all had these weapons, and they're gonna, if you rat us, and they were all saying the same thing. If you go under, we all go under. We're all in this together. The child rescue operations, like I was talking to Mark pre-show, they've moved in earnest into Nevada. And what was amazing, folks, is that I think everyone was thinking that Las Vegas would be the horror show of horror shows. There was a horror show, but it was Reno. It was underneath Reno. They could not believe.
So we're talking about tunnels underneath the
tunnels
ground.
Tunnels underneath the ground.
The military are going into,
yes,
and rescuing,
yes,
thousands. And we're talking thousands
of
children.
That's right, folks. And this last one in Reno, we're only talking 7 days ago. And of course, the cabal knows that this is coming down. So the bulk of the children they found in the tunnels under Reno were dead. And they were not only dead, folks, they were mangled. So they've had to go through, and they're trying to do DNA testing to get the pieces back in order, which piece belongs to which other torso. And it's horrific. It's just horrific. And again, you think I'm a kook or whatever, it's okay. It doesn't matter. All of this is going to come out, all of it, because it all has to come out. All of this will be told eventually. And remember, all the stuff on Hillary is small potatoes, because they got Anthony Weiner's laptop. And what did they find on Anthony Weiner's laptop? He had his get out of jail free card, his hard drive, an extra hard drive on the laptop. And it was his get out of free jail card. And what was on there was all the emails of Hillary and Huma. And this stuff included the video of, and I know this sounds over the top, and so, you know, we're going to question the belief in it and stuff, but I'm telling you, they found that on that laptop, they found the video of Huma Aberdeen and Hillary Rodham Clinton shredding a baby to death. And the video is so bad that the New York officers, the New York State officers that were the first to look at this, and they were looking at it in the office, were literally in the hallway throwing up. They just could not believe what they were seeing. And the fact remains, folks, you're going to have a choice whether you want to watch this or not. I suggest respectfully that we all watch it, no matter how horrific it's going to be. We need to see what we have allowed so that we never allow it again.
Jim Caviezel, everybody. Come on now. Yes. You're working on this new movie called The Sound of Freedom.
And I really wanted to hear if you could just share a little bit about the film and why you decided to portray this character and what made you want to get involved with this film.
I play Tim Ballard from Operation Underground Railroad. It was brought to me by Alejandro Monteverde and Eduardo Vestigui. And the film Simple Story, a guy who works in Homeland Security, Tim Ballard, he rescues this little boy from one of the worst pedophiles they'd ever seen, Ernst Lipachinsky. And Tim Ballard in Spanish is Timoteo. The little boy has a necklace that his sister gave to him before she was kidnapped with him and they got separated. And it says First Timothy. And so the little boy thinks that Tim Ballard is the one man that God had sent him to rescue his sister. So he said, "Will you rescue my sister?" And so Tim, when we went to make the film, I said, you know, I can't sell a trafficking film, but I can sell a guy who is a hero that goes way, way, way beyond anything that anyone would ever ask. And he essentially has to go into someone that would be comparable to Pablo Escobar's backyard and try to find this little girl.
Wow. Jim, Tim, you're playing the role of Tim Ballard, and Tim is actually continuing to save kids. I mean, this is, you're making a movie about it, but this is what he does. And he
here today. He was supposed to be in the room with me, in right here or in Tulsa, but he's down there saving children as we speak, because they're pulling kids out of the darkest recesses of hell right now, and dumbs and all kinds of places. The adrenochroming of children. Look, where we're at right now, hopefully we need your prayers. This film is, when Tim Ballard came down to Bogota and we had about finished 2/3 of it, I said, "Why did you pick me?" And he said, "Well, they didn't want you. They wanted someone else." But I said, "Well, I got to tell you, I did this movie, Monte Cristo and The Passion. And about 2/3 of the way through, I knew we were onto something that was phenomenal." And I said, "I feel that with this film." And he goes, "Well, actually, it was those two films that I saw. That's why I had to have you in this, in my film." So, sorry.
No, Jim, you said a word a minute ago, and I want to clarify what that word was, because you said a word. Yeah. And I want to make sure that you said adrenochrome.
Yeah.
And a lot of people here, there's about 4,500 people here. There's about 500,000 people streaming online. We're having some cyber attacks. That feed's been going on and off. But you said that word. And by a show of hands, who's heard that word before in this building? Could you please explain, to the extent that you want to or not want to, what that is? Because some people have never heard that before, and we need to discuss that.
Essentially, you have adrenaline in your body. I'll just simplify it. And when you are scared, you produce adrenaline. If you're an athlete, you get in the fourth quarter, you have adrenaline that comes out of you. If a child knows he's going to die, his body will secrete this adrenaline. And they have a lot of terms that they use that he takes me through. But it's the worst horror I've ever seen, is screaming alone, even if I never, ever, ever, ever saw it. It's beyond, and these people that do it, there'll be no mercy for them. This is one of the best films I've ever done in my life. The film is on a level of Academy Award level. Whether it ever gets seen in this industry, it's really up to your prayers and your word of mouth and talking to people. You know, The Passion of the Christ almost never saw the world. They tried everything they could to stop that, and they didn't. But it was people like you that are out there that hear something in your part that you know that you have to do something about. Remember in The Passion, at the end of the movie, when I watch it, my body's blue. My heart was, I was struck by lightning. I had atrial fibrillation, I had hypothermia, pneumonia in both lungs. I was on every kind of medication you can imagine. And there was a point when the doctor said to Mel, he can die, you know. And I watch it now, I only see Jesus. I only see Tim Ballard, but I see Jesus in him, in this film. And when I, at that point where I have tears coming out of my eyes because my heart is so on fire, I'm fearless. You're fearless. You're the best that you will ever be when God is in your heart like that. And when it's burning, you're fearless, and you're not afraid of the devil. You actually hunt him. And any of them that hurt our little children. In the film, there's a line in there where he says, why are you doing this? And I say to him, as Tim said, because God's children are not for sale. They're not for sale. You can't do it anymore, Satan. And we're coming after you. And I'm not afraid, and I'd ask you all not to be afraid either, because they're worth saving.
They're giving you a standing ovation right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they're not going to stop for a while. Well, you owe me a hug when I see you in person. You owe me a hug, all right? I'm up here trying not to cry. You're trying not to cry. Don't make me cry again. Okay, so here we go. Wow. Now, we have a trailer of the new film. All right, Devin, you ready? Okay, here we go.
I don't think I can do this job, Tim. As soon as I lay down, all you see are those kids' faces. How long you been doing this?
12 years.
How do you do it?
It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it's gonna pass the drug trade.
Señor Timoteo, tú rescatas niños, ¿verdad? Quizá puedas ayudarme a encontrar a mi hermana.
Imagine walking into a room right now, seeing an empty bed. What would we do?
Children stars drift around in the sky.
We're Homeland Security. You know we can't go off rescuing kids in Colombia.
This job tears you to pieces. This is my one chance to put those pieces back together.
We're talking about extracting an 11-year-old girl from an army of rebels.
Not just her. I'm talking about rescuing hundreds of kids.
She could be a block down the road, or she could be in Moscow, Bangkok, L.A.
2 million children a year are being sucked into the deepest recesses of hell. If we do nothing, someday it's gonna reach the likes of you. What if this was your daughter?